I did not want to rant about Adam Podlish or Kellen Davis. I didn't. The problem is, there's not a lot else to rant about. Sure, we lost. I didn't get my victory fix. But we lost by a touchdown in a non-conference game to the best team in the league, with our quarterback out with a concussion for the second half, and with us blowing a couple of scoring chances. I'm not Rick Morrissey. This isn't First Take. I'm not going to feign outrage. There was no lesson in the loss. There's no shame to it either. But that left me with very little about which I have legitimate anger. And that brings me back to Podlish and Davis, which honestly sounds like a 1940s radio variety duo. I didn't want to rant about these fucking clowns because to rant about them would be acknowledge their very existence. Acknowledging gives them power. It's like when you're a kid and your mom tells you to ignore the bullies. Don't give them the satisfaction of knowing they got to you. So I was trying that. But damn it, they got to me. Podlish is a goddamn Caleb Haney of punters, and Davis as a pass-catching tight end is like a gunfighter with no arms. A gunfighter with no arms. Only a danger to himself. I mean, I remember reading once about how some culture believed that knowing a person's name gave you power over that person. That's not my culture. I can't even remember what culture supposedly believed that, and I'm pretty sure it's not in vogue today. But I got some free time on my hands, and since the Bears seem disinclined to end there and my misery, I'm pretty much going to spend the next 2 days chanting Podlish, 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 like some demented fucking Buddhist monk wired on Adderall. See if I can accumulate enough power over him to get him to kick a punt that goes more than 35 fucking yards. I'll mix in with that some Kellen, 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 in the desperate attempt to give him the power to stop dropping the football in key situations and jacking up my blood pressure from 1,000 miles away. But who the fuck am I kidding? The only thing I'll be chanting in the hopes of is that the earth opens up and fucking swallows them. And if we lose on Monday and it's their fault, I'll be chanting for their fucking hamstrings to spontaneously combust. So don't screw this up, assholes. Podlish, 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 Podlish.